All six candidates backed by the Democratic Party defeated so-called fake Democrats who were really Republicans. State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate says his party will now try to build on the primary victories and take it to the six Republican senators who are recall targets.
And if anything, this builds our momentum, allows our candidates to raise more money and build more energy behind this grassroots movement to stop Scott Walker and his policies for Wisconsin.
All six Republican senators voted for Walker's plan to limit collective bargaining for many public sector workers. The state Republican Party says all six Democrats are flawed and have to take on GOP senators who have just passed a balanced state budget. One of the Democratic contenders is State Representative Sandy Pasch, who will now try to defeat incumbent Republican Alberta Darling. Pasch says the race will be about more than collective bargaining.
It's about the cuts to public education. It's about the cuts to health care. It's about the cuts to local communities, the lack of local control.
Pasch says the Democratic candidates will try to get voters to do early voting or complete absentee ballots if they're going to be out of town on August 9th. Democrats also have to defend three of their own senators who are targets of recall elections this summer. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.